Government prosecutors preparing to try Senator Ted Stevens have made fresh allegations about gifts they say he covered up. Yesterday was the deadline to file motions in the case, which charges Stevens with 7 federal counts of lying on his Senate financial disclosure forms. As APRN's Libby Casey reports, the government is trying to tighten its case against Alaska's senior senator.
The government motions, filed Thursday night, say Stevens didn't disclose a $31,000 interest-free loan from a friend that helped the senator turn a $5,000 Florida real estate investment into over $100,000. Prosecutors also allege that Stevens asked Bill Allen, the CEO of oilfield services company Vico, for things of value for Stevens' family, including a new Jeep for his daughter and jobs for his son and grandson. The government also gave more details about exactly what sort of gifts Vico allegedly gave to Stevens, citing a backup generator for his Girdwood home, which the government says Stevens asked for and received from Allen back in 1999. And prosecutors say communications between the senator and a friend show he knew he was guilty, that the emails, quote, demonstrate Stevens' consciousness of guilt concerning the conduct charged in the indictment. Earlier yesterday, Stevens' lawyers filed numerous motions to dismiss the charges, saying they're too vague, that some are outside a statute of limitations, and that the Senate should enforce its own rules about disclosure documents, not the courts. Stevens' lawyers also argued that as a senator, he should be protected by what's called the speech or debate clause, which says that a legislator's actions shouldn't be subject to judicial scrutiny. But the prosecutors fought back on that point last night, writing that their criminal case is not based on his legislative activities, but on the financial benefits Stevens tried to hide. They say the senator's actions went beyond his legislative duty, and so the speech or debate clause should not protect him. They want to include evidence that Vico did solicit Stevens and his staff, either directly or through lobbyists, and that Stevens helped get government contracts or federal grants for Vico or otherwise influenced government agencies. Their examples include a $40 million National Science Foundation grant and help Stevens gave to Vico when one of its subsidiaries was trying to build a pipeline in Pakistan. The prosecutors say Stevens also interfered with the state of Alaska's gas pipeline legislation on Vico's behalf. They plan to introduce as evidence recordings of phone calls about the gas pipeline legislation between Vico's Bill Allen, Senator Stevens and his legislative staff, and the senator's son, Ben Stevens, who at the time was the state Senate president. The government says Ted Stevens offered to influence members of the executive branch concerning the state legislation. They say Stevens told Bill Allen in one conversation that he would take action to accelerate and, quote, whittle down the federal permitting and review process. The case against Senator Stevens is scheduled to go to trial next month in the nation's capital, although Stevens' lawyers are pushing to have it move to Alaska. In Washington, D.C., I'm Libby Casey.